Good morning. 9:26 a.m. on Monday morning, January 7. And I hope I've eliminated the annoying ticking sound from yesterday. I reset the microphone in this little foam bed. The foam is getting worn, so I think what I might have to do is find a new piece and start over. So, yeah, Monday, 9:30-ish, day's half over. Almost gone, really. I got up at 4:30. It felt wonderful. Felt rested. Got up, got some stuff done this morning first thing. Still don't have full share done, but I got some other stuff done. Have to, got a load of laundry in. Got my bread in the bread machine. Been to the therapist. Probably should have stopped at your grocery store. However, I got a lot of leftover curry chicken from yesterday. I made curry chicken with garam masala. If you're not familiar with that, that's one of the curries. It's an Indian mix that doesn't use cumin, but uses a different spice instead. It gives it an earthy flavor. It works really well with lamb and beef, but also works equally well with vegetables like carrots and potatoes and stuff. Unfortunately, by the time I got the chicken in the pot, there wasn't room for anything but chicken. I got more chicken than I thought, or used too small a pot. So I just made curry, made the chicken with a little bit of onion and curry powder, coconut milk. It came out quite delicious. It's a different flavor than we're used to around this house, so it tweaked a few taste buds. It's quite yummy. But I've got a lot of it left, so I'll make a stew. Curry chicken soup. That sounds actually pretty good. So I was cranking right along this morning. I finished the first mile in 16:20 this morning. And Endomondo told me just before I turned the recorder on. And my hips are feeling it. It's warmer today, but it feels colder. I'm not quite sure why, how that works out. It's 32, it was almost 34 when I left the house, but it feels colder. Of course, I'm not wearing as many clothes either. I should put my gloves back on. Kids did go back to school. Wife didn't go to work, so she's home being sick again today. But we're getting back to normal. The schedule is getting back there. I think tomorrow I'll go out at 8. See if I can get the podcast up by 9. I toyed with the idea of going at 7, but it was just too cold and dark and I couldn't make myself do it. But 8 o'clock, sun's coming up by 8 o'clock, so there's a little bit of light. It's a little safer underfoot. I feel like an old man worrying about being safe underfoot, but a lot of ways, it's hard to believe I'm 60 years old. I look around at some other 60-year-olds, and am I that old, really? Yeah, I am, but I mean, we see people on TV, they say they're 60. Yeah, I'm 62 years old. Yeah, it's been a full life, but a good one. Really? You're only 62 years old? Dude. I'm only 60 years old. Brings me back to the thinking about my memoir, really? Maybe I need to. I also need to get my taxes done, so yeah. That'll be fun. The people have been pointing out that I'm missing Durandus in several places. It's not too terribly surprising because I when I put out Ravenwood and Zephyr's Call, I didn't really know I was going to be doing Durandus. Police officer making a turn. Interesting. Don't usually see police officers on the street. Once in a great while, but I'm sure they cruise the street. It's just not when I'm on it. January 7th. Yikes. 2013. I gotta get my act together. I gotta get a story up for Sigler. I gotta get these books done. I'm old. I might die. Could get hit by a car. It'd be terrible. I wonder if the city cited the people whose sidewalks aren't clear here that I'm walking on. Had somebody stop for me on the crosswalk today. That's very unusual. When I cross 34th, there's a sidewalk with stop lines where it says stop for pedestrians in the crosswalk. And it's across from a church, and it's in the middle of a long block, so a lot of people don't pay any attention to the fact that it's a crosswalk in the middle of the block. So I'm always very careful when I cross the street there. And I have to cross the street there because there's too much snow on the sidewalk there. And I actually had someone stop for me today. Usually I stand well back and wait for the traffic to clear, so I'm not on the crosswalk. So there's no reason for people to stop. Today I was standing on the curb, and the car stopped. And of course the car behind him stopped. Just let me cross. and allow the car that was coming in the opposite direction, who did not stop, to go by, but there was enough of a gap behind him that I could scurry across safely. But it was almost surprising. It's like, oh really, you're gonna stop for me? Wow, I'm honored. Monk Fall. So I caught a few minutes of TV last night. The younger daughter and wife were watching Supernatural on Netflix, I think. I thought they were going to watch Doctor Who, but they were watching Supernatural. And I got to the end of the episode, and apparently the deal is that these two brothers are looking for people whose mother has died in a fire on their 6-month birthday, blah, 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 blah. And so they're looking for those people because that's how they're finding the people that this demon that they're searching for has marked. Well, they get to the end and reveal that turns out that one of the people that they had just come in contact with, one of the people who had been touched by the demon, one of the people who had subsequently been killed, didn't have this marker. It was somebody different. And so now there's no way to tell. There's no way to tell who they're looking for. It could be anybody. It could be everybody. And they don't know. So we had a discussion about writing and whether that was good writing or sloppy writing. And I allowed us how it was probably, because it's like the end of the second or third season, I think. I allowed us how it was probably the case that the writers had gotten tired of the gimmick of having this one thing that was easily traceable, that they could always find, that always showed up, that was something they could look up in databases, and made it way too easy. And so I said, my younger daughter, who was a writer, said she thought that was kind of okay, because having written themselves in a corner, they wrote in a trap door. And I said, well, maybe. But it'll depend on what they do with it. But I also thought that it was really kind of too bad that they were now going to change the rules for this universe that they had spent so much time and effort. And it felt like kind of lazy writing. They didn't want to figure out ways to have that gimmick play out. My wife, on the other hand, thought it was wonderful writing, thought it was just spectacularly clever, that now it could be anybody, now the world was wide open, and how are they going to find anybody? And problems had been multiplied, and it was really now quite difficult. I didn't want to point out that it had always been that difficult, it's just that they weren't aware of it, if in fact this is the case. And that they're only aware of it now, so everything that's really gone before is really not quite as it seems. And having been guilty of doing that myself, I have to be a little bit careful, but I think also having been guilty of doing it myself, I think I'm a little more aware of it. Feels good. It's warm enough today that with the sun shining on my coat, I can feel it through the coat. It's not that terribly cold. I'm not even wearing my gloves anymore. I took them off. Still a bit chilly. Glad I'm wearing my parka. But I don't have on the heavy fleece hood, so the microphone is clipped to the bill of my cap today. There's still ice underfoot, though. I wonder what Endomondo is going to have to say about the second mile. I've decidedly slowed down a lot, probably because my hips don't lie. Apologies to Shakira for completely different reasons my hips don't lie. I still have my breath condensing on my mustache and beard. So everything is wet around my mouth. It's quite disgusting. When I'm out later and it's really, really cold and I get a whole beard full of frost, I'll have to take a picture of frost beard. I was tickled that the kids thought I was Gandalf. Not only because of the beard, but that I act like Gandalf, that I behave like Gandalf behaves. Which I thought was charming, quite touching. I hope I have that level of, I don't know what, empathy, savoir-faire. Man of the world, say no more, say no more. Well, I'm almost back, which is good because I'm ready for my coffee. I didn't have any of my own bread today. I had to have store-bought bread for toast and peanut butter today, and it was really quite unsatisfying. Of course, part of it is that when I carve off a chunk of my bread, it's a chunk of my bread, and it's usually pretty heavy, really quite heavy. If I were to weigh it, it probably is. One slice weighs more than two slices of store-bought bread. But the whole wheat, a simple thing in it. It's just a very simple bread. And it's quite appealing. Even though it's machine-made, even though it's not, you know, purists will turn up their noses at, well, it's not homemade bread, you've just threw stuff in the machine does it. Well, yeah, that's true. It's fresh. I'll have fresh bread for lunch. It should still be warm. Minutes a mile. Second mile. That's not bad. 16 minutes for the first mile, 18 minutes for the second mile. We'll take it. We're moving. It's better than 19. 19 or 20, which is what I was regularly doing before. So Pandora is definitely helping me keep the pace up, which is really why I'm listening to it. It does make me feel cut off because I hardly ever listen to podcasts anymore. I don't have any time where I have my ears open and my brain in a place where I can listen and not read or look or something. But that notice also should give you a clue that I'm coming up to the back gate where I will offer my traditional tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.